Bob and my mother had moved in together after the divorce. He was a longshoreman, and he often brought us goodies from the port. He suffered from a terrible temper, but he kept a drawer full of Kit Kats in the kitchen and always offered us one after a fit of rage. We'd heard Bob's story many times. When he was 19, he'd hitchhiked all over the world, and because of what he saw, he became a revolutionary. After Salvador Allende was elected in Chile, Bob hitchhiked there to offer his support. Lots of foreigners had done that. Allende was the first Marxist president in the world to take power through an election. He believed it was possible to make revolutionary changes without a revolution. Bob spent a year in Santiago, helping to build houses in the New Havana shantytown. Then the coup happened with General Augusto Pinochet, whom Allende had recently appointed commander-in-chief of the armed forces, at the helm. When the military raided New Havana, Bob was arrested and put in the National Stadium, which wasn't for soccer games anymore but had become a concentration camp. Bob had a line about that. "It was during my time there that I became a revolutionary with a capital R," he would say. He got this look in his eye sometimes, and his Adam's apple started quivering. My mother explained that it had to do with what had happened to Bob in the stadium during those 2 weeks, and what he saw happen to other people. Three Canadians were being held in Chile right after the coup, and the Canadian embassy got them out. Out of jail, out of the country, and onto the dictatorship's blacklist. When Bob got back to Canada, he formed a solidarity committee and organized a cross-country caravan. They set up camp on Parliament Hill until the Prime Minister, Pierre Trudeau, agreed to offer asylum to Chilean refugees. We'd been one of the first families to arrive, and Bob had helped us from the start. He became my gringo uncle after a while, then my stepfather, and now he was supposed to be my father, which was kind of funny. I guessed people would believe Ale and me because Bob was black Irish. That's how he explained his black hair and beard. Black Irish, raised on the wrong side of the tracks. My heart burst for him, for the fact he had almost died for Chile. My mother continued with a new official story.